Hi everybody, Michelle here from Boo Sounds. Kind of bummed. Hi-Fi George will probably be along in a little while. Because I had a boo going for when we were doing our potatoes, like digging them. Well, audio boo in its infinite capacity, or whatever you want to call it, in Android, decided to crash. Well, it didn't leave me my post. So I'm not happy, but what can you do? I was just watering some herbs. I'm going to water our tomatoes, which are doing not too bad. I actually got a couple from the home bushes. Haven't been able to get out much because of allergens and heat and stuff like that. If it gets just too extreme of something, I don't do well. Now I am watering the tomatoes, as I said. But we got probably about a half a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket, full of potatoes. I'll show you those for those that are. I can see, for those that can't, some are really baby ones, some are, and I mean really baby ones, and maybe about the size of my thumbnail, and some are bigger than my hand, and I have small hands. So, hey George, it didn't save my boo.
Oh, the dumb thing.
Yeah. So, we're just chatting, and I'm finishing the front stuff here. So yeah, I was just saying how we have quite the size differential of potatoes. Right, from some that are about the size of my thumbnail, which is pretty small because I have small hands, to big ones, like you said, is a mini football, right? So. So yeah. So we're finishing up that and we'll probably go in for lunch soon. I'm gonna, after I sit and finish talking with you, I'm going to go to the back and turn off the water. And then come back here and bleed the lines. So yeah, it's a beautiful day here. It was supposed to be, I think, 21, but I would say it's probably going to get to 23. It's someone's child next door. But we're starting to get the fall colors here. There's some yellows showing up and different tints of green, and if I'm gonna like fall, this is the time. Early fall. I'm not a fall person. I don't like it when the leaves go off the trees. How about you, George?
I'm not a big fan. I mean, the crunching of the leaves is probably the most exciting bit of that, but I guess just because of what it means. There's a good feeling in the air, but at the same time, it kind of means winter's coming, and I don't like to think about that too much.
You and I are the same way. But right now
it's cold.
Yeah. Right now we can still be without jackets for the most part, and we've got the harvest coming in, and we ended up getting somebody else's harvest. Somebody tossed two green cherry tomatoes in our yard. Don't know where. Yeah, don't know where they came from, but.
Yeah, you know, because we don't have any up front here. I don't. Oh yeah, you do. You do, but. Okay.
Well, and so what I'm thinking is, when they were still small, they might have got plucked. And, oh, they're green. Ew. Not realizing that you can fry them.
Yep.
And they make a great savory tart dish.
Okay.
But I choose not to do that unless I absolutely have to.
Try to get them ripened.
Yeah. Like, I had two that I didn't think were ever going to ripen. And I thought, oh, am I going to have to pull them off? Well, they turned out, A, to be a firm flesh tomato. B, to be a one that ripened later. And it just so happened when I could get out this week, they were mostly ripe anyway. So, but somebody told you anyway that if they have started to color, told you is what I meant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was at the fiddle jam, and one of the guys there said if they start coloring, they're safe to remove from the vine.
Yeah.
They'll ripen well enough after that.
So then that's perfect for me. So I'm waiting for this next two to do that with, and hopefully more will come. So anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. May your journeys be safe. Take care. And God bless. Bye for now.
Bye.